to Night Drive, do so after the fact, like on the podcast, or you're not even in Vancouver in the first place, so you don't know anything other than the web player. So I'm hoping that this doesn't inconvenience too many people this week, but even if it does, they know where to find the show, CITR.ca. If they don't, maybe you can go out and tell them. Anyway, I packed this week's episode just absolutely full of great music, so I figured why not start like 2 minutes early so I can ramble at you for a little while at the beginning, and then we can go into this gigantic, fantastic mix I've put together for you. There's new tracks from Electric Spectre. I found a really cool album that's sort of like a lost album by someone named Toyota Celica, who's like wiped their Bandcamp and everything clean off the web. The only album that you can still find of theirs is on Ailanthus. I've never actually tried to say it aloud. Ailanthus Recordings, their Bandcamp, has one album from Toyota Celica called Summer Breeze, and I've got a track from that for you this week. So that's kind of an interesting artifact for you. We're going to listen to some Love Potion, which is the new collaboration between Vape Error and Cocaine Jesus, and also some of that new Death's Dynamic Shroud.wmv. So it's going to be fun. First of all, though, we're going to start with a single by Gyaxis. It's called Kiss. We'll be right back. That was Kiss by Gyaxis. Coming up next, it's Secret Attraction with Truly, the Hawaii 94 remix. That was White Widow by Acid.Rar, and before that we were listening to Truly featuring Roller Girl by Secret Attraction, the Hawaii 94 remix. You're listening to Night Drive 95 on CITR 101.9 FM with me, your host, John Connell. Up next, we're going to listen to a new piece of music from Electric Spectre. Electric Spectre's new album, Arctic Circuitry, just dropped on Business Casual not too long ago. It's a pretty interesting tape, I'll say for sure. Very cold and harsh and staticky and kind of cool. I picked this one out for you. It's called Crystalline Surf. That was Crystalline Surf by Electric Spectre. Up next, it's Redbury Lake by Toyota Celica. You've been listening to Terminal, the new track from Haircuts for Men. Coming up next, we're going to listen to some music from Skeleton. Here's Dreams.
Right. really depended that much on any particular man. So I think that is shows that we're strong.
That was Women's Health Magazine by Soundlight System. And before that, you're listening to Dreams by Skeleton. Now we're going to pass it over to Under Two Palms with Distant Desires on Night Drive 95. Thank you. That was Soul by The Editor. And before that, we were listening to Distant Desires by Under Two Palms. And by the way, that song is Soul as in the city in Korea, not any other kind of soul. Anyway, I've got something very cool to show you right now. This is something that came out today. Well, kind of. It was part of an album that was already out, but it got a tape release today from Sleepless Tapes. And it's really cool. It's an album by Virtual Boy Atsu, who's from Chile. And the album's called Viva Costa. It's very cool, classic vaporwave. But it's a little synthy. You'll see what I mean. Here's the song Palm Road to Sunset by Virtual Boy Atsu. That song again was Palm Road to Sunset by Virtual Boy Atsu. Coming up next, it is a new track from Death's Dynamic Shroud. Death's Dynamic Shroud just put out a new album called Windows Vista RPG. Here's a track off of that. It's called Space RPG.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. That was Death's Dynamic Shroud with Space RPG. You're listening to Night Drive 95, Vaporwave Radio, here on CITR 101.9 FM with me, John Connell. Have you ever wondered what a vaporwave album based entirely on Scientology would sound like? Well, wonder no more, because Dianetics Online in 2015 created one of my favorite vapor trap albums ever, The Bridge to Total Freedom, which is, bizarrely enough, a vaporwave take on Scientology. It's a bit peculiar, but the music is solid. I'm going to show you a little bit of it right now. Here's Clear by Dianetics Online.
Clear is the name of a state achieved through auditing and describes a being who no longer has his own reactive mind. Without a reactive mind, individuals regain their basic personality, self-determinism, and, in essence, become much, much more themselves. The state of Clear does exist today and is attainable by all. Thousands upon thousands of Scientologists are Clear and more achieve this state with every passing day.
That was Planetary Zones by Vectroid. And before that, we were listening to Clear by Dianetics Online. Now I think it's time for me to show you that Love Potion track really quick before we go. But first, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this show in your homes, cars, wherever it is that you choose to consume your vaporwave. If you haven't already, please like the show on Facebook, facebook.com/nightdrive95. Gets you updates on every time we're doing a new episode, whenever there's a giveaway of tapes or whatever it is I might feel like giving away. Anything Night Drive related gets posted right there on the Facebook page, so that's the best way to stay up to date. Also, if you make vaporwave yourself, I want to hear it and then maybe play it on the show. Email me at nightdrive95@gmail.com with your super hot fired mixtape, and if fortune smiles upon you, you could hear your vapors on this show, which would be pretty cool. So nightdrive95@gmail.com is where you should send that. Also, if you like and would enjoy consuming this show in podcast format, you can subscribe to Night Drive 95 on iTunes. So the song from Love Potion that we're going to be putting on now is called Bleed Black. It's from their debut album, XXX. It's a, as I mentioned before, a collaboration between Vape Error and Cocaine Jesus. So if you know anything about either of them, you know this is probably going to be a pretty sweet mashup of two talented vapor wavers. I'll leave you with Love Potion, but just remember, keep your eyes on the road.
tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the community.